In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is a new season. It is a new week. We return to the season of Ordinary Time. We are in the 10th week of Ordinary Time, Church Year C. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. Today is Monday, the 10th of June, 2019. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. Catholic Meditation is always brought to you by the Communications Service of the Diocese of Kumba, Cameroon. Osla Ajebesone is the producer, and Remitus Elad, the web page director. Thanks for choosing to begin your day with us. Let us pray. O God, from whom all good things come, grant that we who call on you in our need may at your prompting discern what is right, and by your guidance do it. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. I read from the first reading. Paul, by the will of God, an apostle of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God in Corinth, and to all God's holy people in the whole of Achaia. Grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the merciful Father and the God who gives every possible encouragement. He supports us in every hardship so that we are able to come to the support of others in every hardship of theirs because of the encouragement that we ourselves receive from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ overflow into our lives, so too does the encouragement we receive through Christ. So if we have hardships to undergo, this will contribute to your encouragement and your salvation. If we receive encouragement, this is to gain for you the encouragement which enables you to bear with perseverance the same sufferings as we do. So our hope for you is secure in the knowledge that you share the encouragement we receive, no less than the sufferings we bear. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Encourage one another. Encourage one another. Dear friends, we have begun the second part of the season of Ordinary Time, Church Year C. The first part of this season started after the season of Christmas, that was before Lent, and it lasted 9 weeks. Then Lent came, and Easter followed. With the end of the season of Easter yesterday, with the solemnity of Pentecost, we return to the second part of the season of Ordinary Time, beginning therefore from the 10th week. For those who pray the Psalter or Divine Office, we are on week 3. Today's reading invites us to encourage one another. To encourage is a verb which means to give support, to give confidence, or to give hope to someone, especially when they are down. It could also mean to cheer them up, to uplift their spirits, to stimulate or vitalize them, that is, to give them life. From the etymology, the word encourage is a combination of two words from French origin. En, meaning in, and courage, meaning bravery or strong. So to encourage means to put in strength, to make strong. A good foundation, for example, encourages a house. It makes the house strong. It gives it good support. Strong pillars encourage the roof of the house. They give it support. So to encourage, to encourage someone, is to put them in strength, to cheer them and uplift their spirits, especially when they feel low and weak. St. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, praises God the merciful Father who gives us every possible encouragement. How does God encourage us? He supports us in every hardship. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. You may not see it, or you may not feel it, but in every hardship, beloved, God is there with us to support and to encourage us. Do you remember the story of the man walking on the beach? The story explains that when all was smooth and well going in his life, he found two pairs of footprints on the beach. One pair was his and the other was God's, meaning God was with him each step in the happy moments of his life. However, during the tough times, he found only a pair of footprints. He queried God for abandoning him when he needed him most. God replied to him saying, the only pair of footprints he found were rather God's, not his. During those tough times, he was too weak even to walk, and God had carried him on his back. That explained why he saw only a pair of footprints, which was God's, not his. Dear friends, in our tough moments, God encourages us. He is there with us. He supports us. Another way he encourages us is the way he understands and sympathizes with us, especially in our weakness. He only encourages us to change from our guilt. He is not hard on us. He does not judge us, but encourages us to return to him. No matter how sinful we are, no matter how often we fall, he does not condemn, but encourages us to wake up and come back to him. St. Paul continues, it is with this same encouragement that we too should encourage one another. When you fail or fall and are not scolded but encouraged, see how vitalized you feel. So too, you should imagine how others feel when they fall. Hold their hands. Support them. Encourage them. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13 says, as long as this today lasts, keep encouraging one another. So St. Paul exhorts us to encourage one another in their hardships with the same encouragement that we ourselves receive from God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. Beloved, encourage one another. Christians, encourage one another. Be a support. Those who are married, encourage those who are also married like you. Uplift to high spirits one another. Those of the same vocation and profession, support one another. Life is full of hardships that could discourage many. Failures, mishaps, misfortunes. Sometimes we are tempted to laugh at others in their misfortunes or to mock them. Sometimes too, we claim a holier-than-thou attitude like we never fall, claiming self-righteousness or a perfectionist attitude. Some, because they have made it or arrived, they do not want others to arrive like they. Or how easy it is to wave them off and drive them away. You never know how much effort they make. You yourself, you are not perfect either. Others too would have struggled and put up with your own weaknesses and encouraged you. Learn to encourage and support others. Sometimes too, we are catalysts of discouragement. Our words are always negative, only to discourage. We prevent people from making a try, telling them they won't be able, thereby discouraging them. That we should encourage people does not mean we encourage them to do evil. Encouragement is only worth its name when it is directed for good. It is like a kid. Have you been watchful? You would have realized that while a kid is playing or running and suddenly slips off and falls, what immediately happens? Firstly, he or she turns his gaze to his parent. Those first 5 seconds of eye contact are important. It is communication time. The moment they realize your angry look, your scolding face, or your absent face, they burst into tears. They feel left alone. They do not feel sympathized with. The pain hurts. But when that gaze of theirs meets your smiling face, encouraging words like, "Strong boy, strong girl, get up, don't cry," that pain immediately disappears. It is forgotten. They do not cry. They feel your support. When you have good people around you who support and encourage you, you can overcome every hurdle in life. Have you imagined what effect it creates when you are there to encourage a bereaved person? They forget their sorrow. But when you leave, they are left all alone. The sorrow deepens, the pain is more, and they cry. But with you around encouraging them, they do not cry. In life, beloved, you will find 3 groups of people. Those who will always encourage you and support you to uplift you, even when you make a mistake. There will also be those who will always discourage you and those who are just indifferent. Be one of those who encourage and make friends with those who encourage you. When you are down or feel down, look for those who can encourage you and do not abandon people in their low spirits. Life is short. We need each other. It may be him or her today. Tomorrow, it may just be you. As long as each day lasts, keep encouraging one another. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen. We wish each and every one of you a blessed week and a happy season of ordinary time.